I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. We can act on a level that's almost creepy, and in the hot tub, she brought the fun and the pee-pee. It's Watch What Happens Live with Heather and Alex from Below Deck now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on Below Deck Night, about to hold two yachties' feet to the fire like they're that pig on the beach picnic tonight. From Below Deck, please welcome Chief Stew, Heather Chase. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, my God. Heather, you are so super glam. I love it.
Oh, Andy, this is just my typical Monday night.
Yes. And my next guest is Heather's pal, but I also like to think he and I have a special relationship. Give it up for Alex Radcliffe from Below Deck Med. You can catch Alex on Galley Talk, Best of Below Deck, Tuesdays at 7 on Bravo. So the two of you are actually good buddies, right?
Yeah, good friends. We've been friends for like 3 years now. Once I finished filming Below Deck like 2 years ago, we worked together for a crossing to like the Caribbean.
Wow.
No, to St. Barts, which is actually right next to St. Kitts. So it's kind of very serendipitous that here we are.
I love it. And Alex, you are joining us from a locker room of some kind?
Yeah, I'm coaching a hockey team. So we just finished up practice. You know, no better way to smell the, you know, the nice sweaty equipment.
Wow. And we have, what is our unfinished business?
Dude, I literally tweeted at you like last week. I'm like, Andy, I need to get into the effing clubhouse already. And you just left me on red on Instagram. If you liked it. Yeah. You know what you did. And then I'm like, oh, you're playing hard to get. Liked it again.
Sorry. My apologies. Heather, what was your reaction to hearing Fraser and Raina say tonight that they thought that you were 42? I mean, I don't understand how one would get that from you.
Maybe it's just my maturity in age over theirs, and that's how they got 42.
What was more shocking for you tonight, the three-way hot tub makeout between Raina, Fraser, and Jake, or finding out that Jake is engaged?
Definitely that Jake was engaged.
Also, what was your reaction to Eddie telling his girlfriend that he picked you up in the hot tub? It seemed like he kind of picked a fight for no reason.
You know what? I have to give Eddie kudos here. That was a big move. That was very, obviously, as his past shows, it was a big move for him to finally speak up about that and kind of get ahead of this one and tell his girlfriend what's going on the boat this season versus last time.
Right. But I mean, I don't know. It seemed kind of, it didn't seem like that. I appreciated his honesty, but it seemed like, it didn't seem like that much of an infraction. Alex, Dina J wants to know if you and Bugsy ever dated after the season ended. She said, I thought you were awesome and had the best attitude of all deckhands in previous seasons.
No, Bugsy basically just left me at the dock with the boat after.
Alex, Christina F. said, out of all the Below Deck alum who you've been hanging out with, who do you think is the thirstiest to return to the show?
Ooh, the thirstiest. I don't know. I think we're all thirsty. I think me, Bobby, Kelly, we all want some sip of the water, you know? We want to come back.
Okay, I love your honesty. Well, Fraser's been doing a lot of sniping at Heather's work ethic under his breath, which probably stung worse than the charter guest who told her to go F herself. So, Heather, I hope you won't tell me to go F myself as we play Defend Your Work Ethic. Get ready to respond to your second Stu's criticism. How fun for you. When Fraser was here last week, he said your tone toward him was cold and blunt and never delivered in a nice way. Why is he wrong?
Because as a manager, I'm not meant to speak to him as his mother. I'm meant to speak to him as a boss. We're here to get a job done, and I didn't realize he was so sensitive.
Fraser said one way you could improve as a leader would be to actually do a bit of work. Do you feel this critique is unjust?
Yeah, definitely a little unjust, and I think once Fraser becomes a chief stew, he'll understand it a little more.
Raina concurred with Fraser that he was speaking nothing but facts. How would a deckhand know how you were running your interior?
Well, it's easy. They're best friends, so obviously they're going to kind of have each other's back, and I can understand that, but she's never on the interior, so, you know, obviously.
Fraser was adamant that you were pulling him in too many different directions the first charter and not running the interior as smoothly as he expected. To what do you attest to his feeling this way?
I can understand his frustration. He came off of a 90-meter boat where he usually only has two guests on at a time. He's not used to having eight guests being on charter and have to be a stew on a smaller boat. On a smaller boat, you have to wear many hats. You have to jump through service, go back to beds and heads, go back to helping Rachel, do some laundry. You have to be all over the place. And if you can't handle that, maybe you shouldn't be on a charter yacht.
Why was it that Fraser knew where to locate the dustpan on the vessel, but when Raina radioed you looking for it, you told her you didn't know and didn't have time to look for her?
It was the first 48 hours I'd been on that boat, dealing with an all-new crew, charter guests, trying to make sure everything's going smoothly. At the end of the day, I was like, go grab a piece of paper from the bridge and make that your dustpan. Like, there's bigger fish to fry right now. It's all bigger picture.
Well done, Heather. Thank you very much. Well, Captain Lee was so mad at his unruly charter guests that he said pissed on chickens can't compare. But if Alex doesn't answer my next set of questions carefully, he might piss off a few mother hens of the interior. Alex, it's time to choose your chief. Pick your answers to my questions between your chief stew pal, Heather, and your chief stew from Below Deck Mad, Hannah. Here we go. Which chief do you find yourself the most attracted to?
Well, Heather, I tried to serenade her the first time I met her.
Who is the bigger micromanager?
Probably Hannah.
Who do you believe runs a tighter ship?
Heather.
Who do you feel has a stankier attitude during charters?
Oh, Hannah.
Who has the better bedside manner with guests?
Probably Heather. She flirts a lot.
Yay!
Who buckled the most under pressure?
Hannah.
Who's the better wing woman when out at a bar?
Oh, Heather all day.
Yay!
Who was the biggest pot stirrer?
Oh, Hannah.
Yay!
Who's more involved? Who's more likely to be involved in a hot tub triple kiss?
Heather.
Thank you very much, Alex Radcliffe. Well, my guests might think I'm shady, but a certain someone's about to go so ham on them, they might wish they could shove an apple in his mouth. Oh, shady roast pig.
Who's ready to feast on these questions?
Oh my God. This porky fella has jumped off his spit to spit shady questions at both of you until your tails curl. What's the first one, shady pig?
Heather, since he had so much to say about yours, what are three complaints you have about Frasier's work ethic?
I wouldn't say I have any complaints about his work ethic. I would more say I have complaints about his integrity, his lack of willing to speak up in person, and his lack to see the bigger picture, which are all pretty big characteristics if you look to be a successful Chiefs stew one day.
All right. Come on, Pig. What's your question for Alex?
Alex, what's one way Captain Sandy could improve as a leader?
I love the New York accent on the pig. As a leader.
As a leader, dude. Wicked. Probably not micromanage as much.
Okay. Shady Pig, give me another one.
Heather, Mary Shag Kill, Jake, Wes, Eddie.
I would marry Eddie, shag Wes, and kill Frasier.
Ooh. Okay, one more, shady pig.
Alex, you admitted that you're a grower, not a shower. But which former Below Deck cast member do you think is the biggest dick?
Oh, Kelly Johnson, it's all over line. It's all online. All day.
It's a good picture.
Yeah, it's my screensaver. It doesn't fit on the whole screen.
Yeah. Thanks, Shady Roast Pig. We appreciate it.
Bye,
all right. And guess what? If you haven't watched tonight's Below Deck yet, it'll drop on Peacock tomorrow. Check it out. Let's go to our virtual fans. Okay, our question for Heather just dropped out, but we have a question for Alex. Tanya and Christine from Chicago are here. What's your question for Alex?
Andy, congrats on Glitter Every Day.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
It's out now.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Alex, our question is for you. Do you think it was a mistake on Eddie's part to name a lead deck so early on in the season? Especially since Jake and Raina started having issues immediately after?
So I see Eddie's standpoint that he just wants to, you know, bite the bullet right away and get that lead deck in so, there's not a lot of drama. I get that, but I'm on Eddie's side. I'm on Eddie's side.
All right. Thank you so much in Chicago. By the way, today's quote is from Celine Dion. Some people do drugs and go out every weekend. I built a water park. That being said, I don't know that she did, but I'm so curious, Heather, what your reaction watching the show back has been to Frasier talking under his breath. He's talking under his breath a lot and saying shady things. Did you know that was happening at the time, or is this all news to you?
I'm actually very shocked. I had no idea he was speaking under his breath so much. But you know what? Power to him. We all have to get it out in some way or another.
And did you have any idea that Frasier and Jessica were team anti-Heather so quickly?
You know what? In your first week on a boat, you're looking for anything to bond over. And if it has to be hating me to get them to do work, then so be it.
All right. Alex, Monica N. wants to know how you think Malia did during her second season as bosun and if you would want to work with her again.
Yeah, I thought Malia came back, and after all the drama and stuff she had to deal with, I thought she killed it. I thought she was a really good leader. She was very vocal, very understanding. And yeah, and I would work with her in a heartbeat.
Heather, did you think Justin's apology to you was sincere, and have you ever had been in a situation where a charter guest has had to apologize to you?
I've never been in a situation where a charter guest needs to apologize to me. Was it genuine? Yeah, I genuinely think his tail was between his legs. And at the end of the day, I just want them to have a great rest of their trip.
Should
take
you
the apology and run?
Should you have received a larger tip from them, given what horrible guests they were? You guys got $19,800.
You know, it's not a wow some tip. Should we have gotten more? Of course, there's always money left on the table. And especially after the way they treated every single one of our crew members. But you know what? Let's just look at their class and let that answer for it.
Ooh. Heather, by the way, how did you become a chief stew at only 26 years old? You must be one of the youngest.
She's a rock
star. Thank you, Alex. I've been in this industry for 5 years. Look, it wasn't easy. I haven't had a single holiday with my family. I haven't done Christmas, New Year's. I've been working every step of the way. So for 5 years straight, no vacations back home. It really goes to show why I've moved up so quickly. But the youngest there is, that's just because majority of people don't start yachting till they're in their 30s. So it's not my fault I started at a younger age. It doesn't mean I didn't put in the work to get there.
Very good. Alex, Serena S. said, in honor of tonight's three-way makeout in the hot tub, have you ever indulged in a threesome? Well, we know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Alex, are you a good hockey coach?
No.
What age group are you a hockey coach for?
These kids are 17 to 20, so a lot of them, they are a graduate high school, and they're playing juniors. We travel all around, like, New England and the East Coast to get them to college.
Wow, and are you a good hockey player?
I haven't played in 4 years. But, I just like to hit people and fight people.
I love it. All right. At only 26 years old, Heather's basically a baby in chief stew years, which explains why she's had no problem peeing in the hot tub in front of everyone. So I want to put questions about her age to bed, just like the crew tried to put Justin to bed tonight as we play Are They Older Than Heather? I'm going to present you both with some famous faces. You'll guess if they're older or younger than Heather. Okay, Timothy Chalamet, older or younger than Heather? Heather.
Younger.
Alex.
Older.
He is younger. He's 25. Heather gets a point. Lil Nas X, is he older than Heather? Heather.
Older.
Alex.
Yeah, I think he's 28. Older.
No, he's younger. He's 22. Is Pete Davidson older than Heather? Heather.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is. He's 27. Is Hailey Bieber older than Heather? Heather?
No.
Alex?
No.
No, she's not. She's 24. What about Dakota Fanning? Is she older than Heather? We celebrated her 21st birthday in the clubhouse with Lisa Rinna. We had a luge, like a Shotsky luge or something.
Very Cat in the Hat. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's definitely older.
No, she's younger.
She is older. She's 27. What about Jaden Smith? Is he older than you, Heather? What do you think, Heather?
No, he's younger.
What about you, Alex?
Yeah, he's younger.
Yes, he is younger. He's 23. What about our friend Kiki Palmer? Is she older than you, Heather?
Yeah, she is.
Alex?
Yeah, she's older.
She is. She's 28. All right. Thank you very much. Heather wins the game. Heather, had you watched Below Deck before joining the show?
I dabbled a bit back in the day when I shagged Nico. Yeah.
Oh, you shagged Nico.
Sorry. Moving on.
Wow, I like it. Well, you know, that brings me to my next question. Brittany T. wants to know if you're still with your boyfriend whom you met when he was a guest on your charter.
Actually, unfortunately, I'm not. You know, filming takes a... Working on a charter season takes a toll on any relationship, and that one just didn't cut it.
Alex, what happened between you and Heather Gay after we tried to set you up after our Christmas show last year?
Me and my boo thing, Heather. Yeah, Yeah, we still haven't seen each other in person yet. I might be going to Salt Lake City to go skiing this winter, so I might see you.
Wow. And are you single right now, Alex?
No, I just started a relationship with someone the first time in like 4 years.
Wow. How does she feel about you flirting with older men?
Oh, she loves it. She's guys only, that's it.
It's time for Watch What Happens 5. All yachties know that it's a bad idea to screw the crew, but Eddie's long-distance relationship means he can't even screw his boo. In honor of Eddie trying to keep no secrets from his long-distance girlfriend tonight, we are counting down the top 5 long-distance or secretive relationships on Bravo. Our number 5 pair must be wearing joggers because they've been jogging through our minds for years. Sheree and her prison boyfriend, Tyrone. Despite the fact that one half of our number 4 relationship was called the Coupon King, these two sadly couldn't crack the code. It's Tins and Scott. And as the saying goes, behind every stud of the sea is an extremely patient woman on land. Do people say that? It's Captain Lee and his wife, Marianne. That's number 3. People accuse the man in our number 2 relationship of living inside a phone, and not long after the romance was abruptly disconnected, it is Giselle and Jamal Bryant. And when it comes to secretive relationships, first place goes to the man who never showed his face. Who can forget Kim Z and Big Papa? All of that is to say, best of luck with your romance, Eddie. I want to thank Heather and Alex for being here. Tomorrow night, we've got the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, ladies, at 10 o'clock. See you on the after show on Twitter Live. Stick around. Thanks, you two.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, it's the after show with Heather Chase from Below Deck. Mondays at 9 on Bravo and streaming the next day on Peacock. You can see Alex Radcliffe on Galley Talk, Best of Below Deck. Tuesdays at 7. Let's go back to the virtual fans. Alexander and Jennifer from Virginia have a question for Heather.
All right. So, Heather, we want to know, do you think Jessica was lying about not feeling well so she could flirt and hang out with Wes instead?
Oh, that's such a tough question. No, I genuinely think the rocking was really bad that night. We were out on Anchorage and it was pretty tough. But I think she just found more warmth and solace in Wes's jokes than she did her bed.
What are both of your go-to seasick remedies? Do you use the magnet bracelets or what?
Do you want the truth?
Yeah.
I eat so much. When I'm underway, if I'm seasick, like my secret is like potato chips.
Wow.
Or toast.
And
yeah,
you, Alex?
I just have to keep nibbling.
What about you, Alex?
A glass of red wine.
All right. Karen from New Jersey has a question for Alex.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Heather. Hi, Alex. Alex,
hi.
We miss you on the show.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We've seen you before, Karen. Didn't you and Chef Matt have a little flirt on Watch What Happens Live?
That's right. I came back from the bottle of the genie.
And did you and Chef Matt ever wind up taking your flirting to DM? I know you're married, but it seemed kind of lit.
Yeah, no, we just kept DMing. We still DM. We still follow each other, but we haven't met yet.
Wow. And what do you think of young Alex? Is he someone that you might be interested in flirting with?
Alex is a very interesting person, and we miss him on the show, actually.
Oh.
So that's my question.
Is it because I'm a grower, not a shower?
Do you think that's a Alex? Do you think that's a selling point?
You know what? We can compensate a different way, so that's what that.
Wow. Okay. Well, oh. Karen, thoughts.
I think we can come to an agreement. I definitely think we talk it out.
Wow. Well, what?
Wait, Alex. I thought you said your girlfriend only allows you to flirt with other men.
Right. Yeah. There's that. Heather. And there's that thing that I'm also married, but.
I thought you were setting me up with Andy.
Alex, have you ever done anything with a guy?
No.
Karen, what's your question?
Okay, so Alex, would you ever consider coming back to the show? And if so, who would you rather work for? Glenn, Lee, or Sandy?
Yes, 100% I would come back. And Captain Lee, he seems like an unbelievable guy and someone I would want to, you know, learn from.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Thanks, virtual fans. I want to thank Alex and Heather. Awesome night. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.